Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown. You know, when I used to practice yoga with a personal instructor a few years ago, on really wonderful days, we would grab our mats and head to the east end of Forest Park here in St. Louis, where there's a big fountain. Huge, old, wonderful trees are scattered around the lake, and in the center sits a fountain. We practiced Ashtanga yoga, which I still practice, and we always started off with what are called sun salutes. She would always challenge me to maneuver myself into the most challenging postures, and she would push on my body to push me a bit further. She was very aggressive. After we were complete with the postures and cooled down with sun salutes, we would sit in what is called Sukhasana posture, or sit easy position, with our hands on our knees, open palms with our index finger and thumb connected to contain the energy feedback loop, and practice our Ujjayi breathing, which is a breathing technique in yoga. One day as we sat in Sukhasana position, easy position, meditating with our eyes closed, all of a sudden, I was inside me. Instead of me looking at the outside world from the front of my body, I was looking at the outside world from the inside of my body. I was inside of me, I was as inside of me as I could get. In fact, I was down in my thorax, the chest cavity. I was looking up into my skull and I could see two holes that were lit up. I was without form. I was just me. I knew I was in spirit form, yet there was no physical evidence of me. As I floated up to look out my eyes, it was as if I was looking out through a pair of binoculars. Folks, right now, take your hands and curl them so that you make a circle with each hand touching your index finger to your thumb and hold them up to your face as if you're looking through a pair of binoculars. Now look around. That is exactly what it was like being inside of me. I knew that I was me in spirit in my physical body. I knew I was inside of something. I knew it was a body, but had no care really what it was or who it was. All of a sudden, while I was staring at the beautiful fountain flowing through the hefty wind, I became the fountain. I was actually the fountain, and one by one, I could feel that I was each drop of water, and I could feel myself spring out of the pump into the air, and whee, I would fly through the air and then come down and splash into the water, one drop at a time. Just as I was enjoying that feeling, I became the wind that blew through the water, sprinkling the grass and trees that were near. I felt myself blow through the leaves on the trees, and then I felt myself loosen and float to the ground. I was a leaf. When I landed on the ground in front of my physical self, not only was I watching all of this take place from inside of me, I was outside of me laying on the ground as a leaf. I could hear something that sounded like a hop, and it was me. I was a robin, and I could feel my beak poke the moist ground searching for worms. I know what it's like to be a bird. I would feel myself walk through myself because I was also the grass. As I hopped toward the tree, I stared at the tree being the robin and stared at the tree from inside of my physical body, and I could feel the tightness of me hugging the tree. I was bark hugging the tree, and that hug felt so good. I was the tightness. I was the most delicious and delicate yet strong hug I have ever received. As I felt myself become the entire tree, being sprinkled by me, the water, and feeling me, the robin, stand on my roots, I could feel myself swaying in the breeze, and I knew that I was home. I was just home. I was everywhere. Suddenly, I heard my name being called, Loretta, Loretta. My branches kept swaying with the breeze, and I kept hearing, Loretta, Loretta. Then I felt my physical body swaying and moving in a small circle as I knew I was still seated in Sukhasana position, still practicing my Ujjayi breathing, and I was smiling. I knew I was being called back, and I felt myself fight it. I didn't want to come back. Suddenly, I opened my eyes and burst into the most wonderful tears I've ever experienced. There was nothing but love. Pure love. Joyce, my yoga instructor, said, Loretta, are you okay? Did you have an experience? I could barely hear her voice because I was still holding on to the other side. And I was a little anxious because I didn't want her calling my name. And she said, "Loretta, are you okay?" After I'd come completely out of the meditation, she told me that she knew of other people who had these experiences with yoga, but she had not yet had one. In that moment, I knew that I could not stay there in that world that I just left. I knew I couldn't stay on the other side because I would have to turn the light and leave because my work would be done. But I knew my work wasn't done. I know many of you have had some wonderful experiences like this or similar to it, and I believe you. And I've had many wonderful spiritual experiences, meaning completely spirit, since that time. Only now I can just go there merely by choice. Just the other day I was riding down the street on my bicycle and chose to step into being more on the spiritual side of life than the physical me. I chose to experience the wind and laugh out loud because I wanted to. I chose to notice the trees and the invented cars and the day-to-day living of humanness. I remember thinking to myself, so this is it. So this is what it's like here. This is what it's like to be human. And what I mean by that, folks, is that my life is what I make it. I am awed by a tree now. I do stop and smell the roses, literally. I don't pick them. I just smell them. Sometimes I don't know anything. I'm here just like you, just doing my thing, praying to God as I continue to row to shore. Folks, you are a spiritual being simply because you have the breath of life. God delivered the breath of life on purpose, and it has continued on since that first breath into man when man became a living soul. I always say that the only thing that I know is that God is, and everything else has a question mark, and I'm good knowing that. That's all I need to know. The cool thing is that through that knowledge, I really get it. I mean, I get it, that there is no death. We simply change matter. And I don't know that a spirit is matter because I don't know if it can really occupy space. I don't know, folks. All I know is that we're okay. And the illusion of what we worry about or choose anxiety over will be reserved for another show on another day. So stay tuned. If you have not connected with your spirit, take the time. Slow yourself down so you can meet yourself halfway and allow your spirit to take you the rest of the way. In Cherokee, until we meet again, Dena Daga. Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.